In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the fifth and last Sunday in Lent, and our scriptures point us to dry bones and graves. We could find ourselves a little put out by these readings, as this has been a Lenten season unlike any other in recent memory. Every town, city, village, and nation has been affected by the coronavirus, and it is frightfully clear that death is not taking a holiday. Yet we know as believers that the power of God is much stronger and is everlasting. Their beloved brother Lazarus was gravely ill, and without the convenience of email, Twitter, or a simple phone call, Mary and Martha sent word to their good friend Jesus to come and be with them in their hour of need. We know that Jesus loved them all dearly. He had even had the occasion to dine at their home, but Jesus did not come when he got the news. And sadly, soon after, Lazarus could no longer hold on, and he drew his last breath. It now had been 4 days, and the soul of Lazarus, according to Hebrew tradition, no longer lingered near his body that had already been placed in the tomb. Lazarus was officially stone cold dead. Mary wept, and Martha moaned, and the entire community had come together to weep and mourn with them. Even in the midst of their sorrow and grieving, Martha and Mary had hoped that their friend Jesus would have come days ago, perhaps to heal their brother so that Lazarus would not know the sting and stink of death. At least not yet. Like all of us, they had hoped to grow old together. Yet it was not to be. We can only imagine the emotions that the sisters felt. Loss, sorrow, resentment, anger. "Why didn't you come?" they asked in their minds, and then aloud to Jesus when they finally saw him. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Even some of the crowd around them wondered the same. Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Have we ever asked the same? In the midst of sadness, anger, resentment, resignation, "Lord, if you had been here, my mother would not have died. Lord, if you had been here, my car would not have died. Lord, if you had been here, my job would not have died. Lord, if you had not been here, my church would not have died." Yet, as my clergy colleague Whitney Rice wrote in her sermon for this Sunday, what a painful truth it is to discover that Jesus is not going to ride to the rescue in shining armor on a white horse. Mary and Martha discover it. Lazarus discovers it. The disciples discover it. Jesus will not save us from the cross because he will not save himself from the cross. And he will not save us from the cross because straight through the cross is the only path to resurrection. As we read on, Martha and Mary and Martha and a crowd of people took their procession of mourning and made their way to the grave where Lazarus lay with Jesus leading the way. Friends, let us not imagine him walking stoically toward the tomb as would a general or leader ready for battle, for John tells us that Jesus wept. The man Jesus wept. He cried for his friend. He cried with those who wept. Yet even in the midst of tears, he knew something that others did not. They all went to the place where Lazarus lay, and he told the able-bodied among them to roll away the stone. And with a loud voice, Jesus called Lazarus back from the dead, giving glory to God and to prove who he was, who he is. God is the God of life. And this is what we are reminded of as we prepare for Holy Week. Even in a good year, many of us like to hop from our Hosanna shouting, branch waving on Palm Sunday to the joy of Easter morning. We would rather not remember the dry bones and the reading from Ezekiel. And we would rather not remember Jesus' last days and the goodbyes, betrayals, the anguish, suffering, and ultimately his death on the cross. But you know, Easter would not have come if there had not been Good Friday. And without Good Friday, there would be no Easter. God is the God of life. For all our science and technology, for our beliefs in what may be possible or impossible, the God of life seeks to meet us today and every day in the ordinary rhythms of life with its joys and sorrows, challenges and blessings, in sickness and in health, in the face of death. The God of life offers us hope in all our lives and in every situation. Whenever all hope seems lost, and when we are held bound by fear or forces unseen, when we find ourselves dry like the bones in the valley. The God of life offers us something more, not only in this life's journey, but God offers us something that goes beyond our human experiences on this side of the grave. The God of life offers what he himself experienced. For God incarnate became like one of us in every way except sin. He hungered, he thirsted, he tired, he wept, he loved. And because of his love for the entire world, he offered himself upon the hard wood of the cross. And on that third day, yes, on that third day, he rose from the dead, never to die again. The chains of death were broken forever. Sisters and brothers, it may seem for some that we are living in a perpetual Good Friday mode, but remember, Easter is coming. There is resurrection. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And sisters and brothers, those who believe in him, even though they die, will live, never to die again. The one who has gone before us will open our graves and call us out as he did Lazarus, and we will live life eternally. May we walk with faith, hope, and with courage with our Savior this week and from Palm Sunday to Easter morning. Saints, be blessed. Amen.